Hey, everybody, welcome in. It's Tuesday. It's Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and we have a full program going on for you today. First up, Mike Rosedale, Bonner County Clerk, is here to list out for you the dates of upcoming budget hearings so you can attend. You know, it's all about follow the money. And then continuing our programming to honor and learn more about our first responders in Bonner and Boundary County, we're going to talk with Len Pine, Matthew Brakeman, and Mike Munoz, all of them serving with the Boundary County Chaplain Corps. You know, it has been such a privilege to talk with our first responders, and you can enjoy all of our previous shows at NorthIdahoRadio.com. I've been talking with the Idaho State Police, Ponderay Police, Bonner County EMS, our amazing dispatcher team, the Sheriff's Marine Division, and Bonner County Patrol Chaplains. And so today, Boundary County Chaplains will be chatting with you. And so we're going to get to all that right after this.
Bonner's Ferry Glass has long been the place to go for a multitude of services, including rock chip repair or windshield replacement and lock and key services. Plus, you'll always find a staff of trained professionals at Bonner's Ferry Glass. If you need commercial and or residential doors, windows, garage doors, screen window and door repair, or even custom glass cutting for tabletops or picture frames, they do it all at Bonner's Ferry Glass on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Summer is in full swing, and it's time to see what's new at Gunberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Gunberg's Lost Collector's Cabinet.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event starts now with limited quantity deals on top business PCs with Windows 11 Pro. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to business customers by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
We expect our information in real time. US Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. US Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 800-730-8405 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check. As easy as, that's 800-730-8405.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention veterans, active duty military, civilians, and contractors. If you were issued earplugs between 1999 and 2015 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-789-4407 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-789-4407 now. Again, 800-789-4407. That's 800-789-4407.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, everyone, welcome back in. Join me and say hello to Mike Rosedale, Bonner County Clerk. Hi, Mike.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. It's always good to have you on. You're always filled with information for our audience. And we're going to talk about budget hearings. And the first thing I'd like our audience to understand is why is it important to go to budget hearings and the relationship between assessment and then what you pay in taxes and the budgets?
Right. It's very important to go to these. It's your tax dollars, it's my tax dollars, it's all of our tax dollars, and we are stewards of all of our tax dollars. And so to determine where we spend our tax dollars, it's good to have everybody there. Frequently, people come out when we adopt the budget, and they're upset about, you know, certain things that have been done or whatever. That's not the time to come out. The time to come out is when we're actually creating the budget. So that would be this next week is the start of it. We have Monday at 10 a.m. We're going to be talking to the commissioners about the different criteria we have to follow to do that. Then we will also be meeting on the 20th from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock and the 21st from 9 to 12. And I encourage everybody to come to those budget meetings and sit in, ask questions, and participate.
So Monday at 10 a.m. and then the 20th is on Thursday?
Yes.
And then the 21st is Friday?
Yes.
And so Thursday is in the afternoon?
Thursday is 1 o'clock. We're starting with general budget at 1:30. The sheriff's budget is going to be discussed.
Okay.
At 2:30, the road and bridge budget will be discussed. Those are the big ones. And I know everybody is very interested in the sheriff's budget because they're all concerned with law enforcement and road and bridge with our recent washouts of culverts and all that. Everybody's very interested in that and the paving of the roads and all that.
Right. Well, road and bridge probably doesn't want to hear this, but every time I talk to our first responders, our police, our sheriff, all of them, I would rather have a couple of potholes in the road and our first responders, fire, law enforcement, have the equipment, the vehicles, the gasoline that they need. So I just think road and bridge, you know, just they have to bite the bullet, so to speak.
That's Everybody's going to have to bite the bullet this year. So many costs are going up. The fuel costs have gone up tremendously. Steel costs have gone up. Gravel, everything has gone up. Health insurance, all insurance, everything has gone up. So,
yeah. Is there a website that you can give our audience where they can go and kind of stay up to date on these hearings and meetings and the ones that you just mentioned?
It's the regular Bonner County website under the commissioner's page. It'll be posted front and center on that. You can also go to special meetings, but this year we're going to put it on the front of the commissioner's page since it's their meetings.
All right. And again, the people that attend these hearings, they can have input. They can ask questions.
Yes, except for this coming Monday. This coming Monday is more of a workshop, and we're just myself and my comptroller are going to be telling the commissioners what the protocols are, what law says, what state tax commission says, and what the parameters are that we have to deal with. So it'll be more like a tutorial or a lesson to them. Public is welcome to sit in.
The public can attend.
Absolutely.
So for the other meetings coming up next week on Thursday and Friday, the actual hearings where public input is invited, how do they do that? They have to sign up ahead of time. They sign up when they get into the room. How do they do that?
That'll be up to the commissioners. That's not yet determined. Basically, it depends on how the meetings go, what kind of questions they're willing to take, whether they want to take them or not. I don't have control over that.
All right. Well, of all the meetings that go on at the county, I would think budget hearings would be the most important to hear from the constituents. It's our money, and they are only stewards of our money. So I think they need to hear what we think is important. I want to go back to this idea. I'm not sure I heard everything I wanted to hear about, you know, people get upset with their assessment, but they need to understand what's really happening with the decisions that affect what they pay in taxes happens at the budget meetings.
Right. Okay. Sure. So what they're going to be doing is setting, and I will be a part of, is setting the budget. Part of that is the levy, and that's what affects all the taxpayers. Part of that isn't levy. Part of that's grants and other fees, and that doesn't affect taxpayers at all. So the levy can only go up by 3%. What affects taxpayers is the assessment relative to the entire piece of the pie. And I just gave this analogy a second ago, but it's like a water tank in the back of a truck. You can increase, and that represents the levy. You can increase that water by 3%. But how it sloshes around in that tank depends on the assessor. So sometimes it sloshes your direction and you pay more. Sometimes it sloshes the other direction and you pay less. That's the best analogy I can give. Mm-hmm. But it's important because there are some projects that you have an interest in doing. Some we have to perform by law, like public safety. Some we don't necessarily have to perform by law, but they're a great public service. Your input is vital to all those.
Yes, amen to that. Yeah, I agree. You know, as long as we've got a little bit more time, Mike, before we break away, there is a West Bonner County School District recall that is coming up, that is in progress. Bring our audience up to date on what has happened so far and where we are in the process.
So there is a recall for two trustees in West Bonner County School District. That's Zone 2 and Zone 4. And that will be held on August 29th, your regular polling place. We have five precincts involved. If you're a member, you know, live within precinct of Old Town, West Priest River, East Priest River, Edgemere, or Laclede, you likely will be voting on this. Not necessarily for sure, because our precinct boundaries don't match trustee zones exactly. Those don't correlate. But you can go to our elections website and say, where do I vote? And it'll tell you if you have an election on this or not. While I'm talking about that, there is new election information you do need to know for this election. As of July 1st, to register to vote, if you haven't registered, it's required to have an Idaho driver's license. Before, it was any valid driver's license and proof of residency. Now you have to have an Idaho driver's license or some of the other forms of ID, such as a passport, a tribal card, a concealed carry permit. But if it's a driver's license, it has to be a valid Idaho driver's license. The other thing is, you used to be able to register with a student ID card. You cannot anymore.
No more. That only affects, 25 people in the whole state,
right?
They figured out,
right,
that tried to vote with a student ID. So an Idaho driver's license is required, not some driver's license from another state. But don't people have to have something that ties them to that address?
Like a
electricity bill that has their name and that address or something?
Yes, if you don't have a valid Idaho driver's license. A valid Idaho driver's license has your address on it.
So that's
those
all
are good.
You need.
Right. If you bring a passport, that may not have your, or a travel card may not.
Okay.
So in that case, you would.
I see.
I also want to say it's the regular election protocol, so you'll be able to vote absentee, you'll be able to vote early, and on election day. We will mail out our absentees on July 31st. The pre-registration deadline is August 4th. And if you want to vote early in person, that starts August 14th. So you're welcome to come in and vote early on August 14th through the Friday before the election.
Okay. So just to be clear, there are two trustees that are being recalled. So there are two school zones that are involved. And it's only the people who live in those zones,
yes,
that get to vote. They vote for one to recall one, or they vote to recall the other.
Right. Only 1/6 of Bonner County has an election in August.
All
and that's
right.
Those two trustees.
Just
zones.
those two zones for those two trustees.
Yes.
All right. Good stuff, Mike. You are always full of good information with us. I thank you so much for being here. I'll see you again down the road pretty quickly because we've got a lot going on this summer and a big election coming up in November, so we've got lots to talk about.
Great.
All right. Thank you again for you and your team. You're the best. All right, everybody, stick around right now. I want to take a quick minute before we go on the break because I want to let you know that tomorrow, County Commissioner Asia Williams is holding these community chats. And the one tomorrow at 8 a.m. at the county building at the corner of Highway 2 and Division is going to be with Bob Howard, and he is the manager of Bonner County Waste Management and Emergency. So if you're interested in that, and I hope you are, you can attend. The other thing is, you know, when I talked with the Pendere Police Department with Lieutenant Jeremy Deal, they are fundraising for a canine officer, a doggo, to do drug, drug identification by this canine. And it costs a lot of money to get the dog, to go through the training, to get the vehicle. And they don't have this, and they really need this. And you may ask why? Because drug interdiction, with all of the officers I talked to, Sandpoint, ISP, Pendere, Sheriff, their number one concern is drugs coming through into our communities, east and west and north and south. And Pendray Police, they're very much involved in this and they need a dog. So I encourage you, call the Pendray Police Department and please donate. Help them achieve this. I know we can do this together, all of us, everyone who's listening. Let's get a canine officer for Pendray Police. All right, everybody, it's break time. We're going to do that right now.
Is your cabin overflowing with more stuff than you need? Are your pole barns bursting? Are you too hot and cranky to put on a yard sale? Mountain Traders is here to help sell your goods and cool you off with a great dish of ice cream. Mountain Traders can sell everything from your trucks, RVs, furniture, books, tools, appliances, even your furry and feathered friends. Located on Highway 95 in Elmira, just 10 miles north of Sandpoint. Visit mountaintraders.net.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention veterans, active duty military, civilians, and contractors. If you were issued earplugs between 1999 and 2015 and were diagnosed with hearing loss or ringing in the ears, you may be entitled to compensation. The manufacturer of these military earplugs recently paid $9.1 million to resolve claims that their earplugs were defective, potentially exposing service members to damaging sound levels that could have resulted in hearing loss or tinnitus. If you or a loved one were issued earplugs and were diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss, don't wait. You fought for this country, and our attorneys want to fight for you. Call 800-789-4407 now for a free legal consultation and to see if you may be eligible to file a claim. Time restrictions may apply, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. So call 800-789-4407 now. Again, 800-789-4407. That's 800-789-4407.
Are you thinking about getting a new TV this week at prime prices? Maybe a Samsung, LG, or a Sony? Before you click, you should check out Video Only, because they've got below prime deals. That's right, top-rated TVs at better than online prices. Curbside pickup or home delivery are available. Don't click before you call Video Only, because if you do, you'll be sorry.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely Nuggets
Spicy
and
Chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's single, and a Frosty,
Frosty
for me.
And a Frosty.
Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Buy One, Get One for a buck.
Limited time only. Price of participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
We expect our information in real time. U.S. Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose levels. U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 500 private insurers. So call 800-730-8405 today for a free insurance and Medicare benefits check. As easy as, that's 800-730-8405.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, welcome back in. Thanks for sticking around with us. And we have got another segment for you. This time we are talking with the Boundary County Chaplain Corps. We have three of these servants, first responders that take care of us when we're in trouble. And they are president of the Boundary County Chaplain Corps, Len Pine, and then chaplains Mike Munoz and Matthew Brakeman. Welcome to each of you for being here.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
It's great.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And thank you for the service you do. I'll probably say that quite a few times today. I'm just blown away with having the privilege of talking with different first responders, and the Chaplain Corps is at the top of the list. Len, I'd like to start with you. When did Boundary County Chaplain Corps get started?
This is actually our 10th anniversary year. We started in May of 2013. I had come to Boundary County to start a church back in 2010 and was looking for ways to engage the community. And early in 2013, at the urging of a fire chaplain friend of mine, I looked into chaplaincy as a way to reach out with the love of Jesus Christ into a segment of the community that is often ignored or misunderstood by the church. But our first responders have great spiritual and emotional needs due to the stresses of their work. So I went to a nationally certified chaplains academy and came home, started organizing. I had really no clue about what I was doing. I'd never done anything like that before. Started making connections with agencies in Boundary County and started recruiting. Initially, it was just me, but people got on board. Different folks from different churches in the county started expressing interest. I joined the fire department in the city of Bonner's Ferry in order to really earn the right to talk to these guys. And it's been an amazing thing. A few years later, I was brought into the sheriff's office as a sworn reserve deputy, serving as a chaplain, and then just a couple of years ago did the same thing with the city of Bonner's Ferry's police department.
So you're a police officer, a sheriff, a firefighter, and a chaplain, what?
Yes. Which the guys sitting here next to me are constantly sitting on me and say, will you slow down a little bit?
Yeah. What hat are you wearing? All of them. That's amazing. That's amazing. That's great.
The Lord does it. He gives you the strength to do it, and he brings along people to help you do the work.
How many chaplains are in the Corps there?
Well, right now, there are 8 of us and a 9th is pending. Of those 8, 6 are full chaplains. It means they've been to academy, they're certified, they're qualified by our standards to serve on the on-call schedule on their own. And we have a couple of associates that are there to help. One, at least maybe 2 of them are looking for academy at some point down the road. And then we have a candidate also that we're looking at. We've got a couple of ladies in the mix, and the new chaplain candidate is also a terrific gal, and we're looking forward to her.
That's awesome.
Coming
because
on board.
I can see that meeting needs of some of the people that you're going to serve. Tell us a little bit about the training academy. Mike, let me take it to you. Did you go through the training academy?
That's interesting that you would start with me. So I'm kind of in a unique position. Even though I'm a full chaplain right now, I did not go to the training academy yet.
Okay.
But what I bring to the table is 35 years worth of experience working for the fire department. So I'm a retired firefighter. I retired as a battalion chief. And so I bring that experience to the table and can testify to the fact that firefighters, police officers, these are men and women that are called to do very dangerous things, very stressful things, but they're also, you know, type A personalities. They're folks that don't want to talk and open up. And one of the greatest things that I think we can offer and do for these folks is just get them to talk. If you just talk about the experience, it's amazing. And plenty of studies will demonstrate and prove this as well. But it's just amazing how that will just completely lower and relieve a lot of the stress that is encountered in the job. Because these folks see things that no human being ought to see.
Yes, and are asked to deal with it and do something about it and help the people that are the victims.
Absolutely.
In whatever the issue is. You know, it's interesting that you say that because almost all of the people, the men and the women that I've talked to in this series, I've asked them about stress and that, and they were not hesitant to talk about it. They were open and upfront with me, but you could tell that they were probably holding some things back. And when I talked to the ISP officer, just to name one, he was so grateful to chaplains and the different people. They have counseling and they have other benefits in their work arena that helped them. He said just in the last 10 years, 15 years, it's made a huge difference in their safety.
Right. Yeah. We used to call it the John Wayne syndrome. Is you don't want to talk to people.
Right.
And it's amazing. It really only goes back 10, 15 years ago where we started getting these men and women, especially after traumatic calls, to come together and start talking about it. And the chaplaincy has always been a core factor in there to help people. For whatever reason, these folks seem to feel comfortable when a chaplain walks in, especially if you're getting out there and you're getting to know them, you're visiting the stations and things like that.
Right.
They start trusting you and they will start to open up.
Right.
And it is very therapeutic, for lack of a better word.
Yeah. You know, Matthew Brickman, another chaplain who joins us here in the studio with the Boundary County Chaplain Corps, Mike was saying he came through being a fire chief. How did you end up being on this team?
Definitely not coming from being a fire chief. I've had an interesting journey, and God's given me the opportunity to serve active duty in the United States Marine Corps, a couple tours overseas on active duty, and then coming back home to the States. I got into contracting for the U.S. government. So I was doing security contracting over in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere.
What does that mean?
Security contracting? It's a little off topic, but it's
I'm just curious.
But it definitely...
Just the short definition.
Very, yeah. In my case, it was high-risk mobile security for U.S. government officers. Diplomats, for the most part, or people covered as diplomats. And so it was very high risk, a lot of exposure to many of the similar sort of environment that law enforcement, fire, EMS would see here in the States.
It's so interesting to me that you have been in those highly stressful situations that really I can't even actually imagine. I can kind of think of a movie or something, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that you would bring that experience to people who are going through it here in the homeland.
Right.
In kind of a different environment. It's not war, but it is a war in the sense of the tragedy and the sadness that happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm
glad you say that, because I think it brings about an important point, especially for first responders here in the States. You know, I would come back from a trip overseas, and of course they would see, you know, the beard and desert boots, and and they'd come up and just thank you for having served over there. And I was always embarrassed. And I think a lot of our service people serving overseas were, when we got thanked by law enforcement or fire, because one of the biggest differences that really hit home for me anyway, when I went into domestic law enforcement here in North Idaho, was I served as a patrol deputy for 6 years down in Kootenai County. And one of the huge differences between serving overseas and serving here in the States is that overseas you can leave it there. Obviously, some of us do to varying degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, all of us, bring it home to varying degrees as well. But as you know, a firefighter or a paramedic or EMT, or as a law enforcement officer, a peace officer, you bring that home to your family.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very short
daily,
yes.
Not just on, you know,
exactly.
Some kind of, you know, every 6 months or 3 months or whatever the tour,
yes,
year.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's a very, very short time gap between going from sometimes extremely traumatic situations to going home to your spouse and your children.
You know, I've got a note here kind of toward the end. I wanted to say thank you on behalf of our listeners for all of you, and to say thank you to your families, because they give you up at odd, strange hours over and over again to meet our needs, to come and help us when we're in trouble. So it's a family affair. There's no question about it. Mike?
Well, I just appreciate you saying that, because so often the wives and the children are neglected and people don't realize just how much they give up.
Absolutely.
And they give back every
They're on
as
the
much.
Team.
Absolutely. One of the things I would train new recruits, and one of the things we tell these guys is, and women, is you have to have a team. You have to have a team that you can go to and talk to, and key element is family.
Len, back to you. How is it that you get involved? I mean, if there's a fire or an accident, when and who decides, let's call out the chaplain corps?
Well, whatever agency is in charge, it depends on what their district is, whether it's law enforcement or if in our county we've got a number of different fire districts. And so it depends on where the incident is.
Mm-hmm.
And that chief or the incident commander will contact Sheriff's Dispatch, let them know that they'd like chaplain's services. And we have a variety of different services that we can offer them. But they ask Sheriff's Dispatch to get a hold of us. Dispatch has all of our numbers. They contact whoever happens to be on call that mm-hmm. week. And we go from there. And
so what are some of the different services that you do offer? And what are you arrive? I mean, it may depend, I guess, if it's a traffic incident or a fire. But what is it that you do? What's on that list?
Yeah, it's a long list. Things like death notifications, we assist law enforcement with that. Comforting folks that are on the scene, victims in time of loss or trauma, as well as comforting personnel who have gone through those things. We want to help them to be able to return to their families in good health and then be able to return to service and be able to do their job. It can be as simple as just providing an ear to listen, a shoulder to cry on sometimes. We help to organize relief efforts. We supply hot meals.
I was just going to say, I remember the last time we talked, you have like a van or a thing.
It's
a
an
trailer,
old ambulance, yeah.
An old ambulance, and you've got like donuts and coffee and stuff on there.
Oh, we've got
blankets and teddy bears or something. I love it.
Oh, we've got all of that and more. We call that unit Angel One. It's kind of a Swiss Army knife. It's a repurposed 4x4 ambulance that has a little bit of everything on it. We provide shelter. We provide a place to lay down, sit down, get cooled off, or get warmed up, depending on what season of the year. We've got a full stove that we can prepare. We usually use soup because it's easy to put together in a hurry, but we can feed 100 people in about an hour or so.
That's amazing.
That kind of
That's
stuff.
Wonderful.
And so that is something that really helped. We don't always use that. It depends on what's going on. We try to use that for more extended scenes where they need to be on the scene for a long time and so that they can keep going. We do training of personnel in managing stress. There are times of remembrance and honor as well in these agencies, and memorials and such, and we often preside and help to organize those kinds of things. Do funerals and memorials for individuals and
you
their
know,
families as well.
One of the things that comes to my mind is you are all obviously godly men who love the Lord, and you know we know that you serve Boundary County, and sometimes you're called in to Bonner County and to work with Dave and his chaplain corps down here.
Yeah, Dave's great. If I could say that,
yeah.
Dave started off. I mean, he's had a lot of experience with chaplaincy before he ever came to the area, but he started off with us up in Boundary, and then when Sheriff Wheeler had the foresight to tap
Steal
him on
him.
The shoulder, yeah, he stole him. He did. I got to say, try not to be resentful. Now, Dave is still on our roster, though he's really focused down here and doing a marvelous job, but he still continues to assist us whenever he can, and then we're on tap for him, too, if
right.
he needs some additional hands.
What I was going to ask, and this is for all of you or whoever wants to answer, is that you're all godly men. You love the Lord Jesus Christ. But the people, some of the people, either on the crews or the victims or whoever it is, the families, may not be.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you discern you know, not everyone, of course, everybody in the foxhole wants prayer, but you know what I mean? How do you discern when to move forward and how to comfort when they're not, maybe not a believer yet? Who wants to take
That's an awesome question, because it takes a certain amount of wisdom. It takes a certain amount of prayer. I mean, typically when we're responding, we're praying about those types of
things.
Exactly. But it also involves the desire to build up a relationship. It's just not necessarily on scene, but we want to reach out to them. If they practice a different religion or something, we're willing to make phone calls. We're not going to compromise what we believe, but we'll make phone calls. We'll get a hold of people that they would need and have their rabbi or priest or whatever come out to the scene if that's what they desire.
Yes.
And then just form that relationship and follow up. But it is critical, and I mean, it's a tool that, you know, none of us would want to give up. I know, just I think I can speak for all three of us, but just for whatever involvement we had in public safety, it really is Christ that keeps you centered. Mm-hmm. It really is, in my view, my opinion, my experience, it was Christ that helped me deal with the stress. It was Christ that helped me understand, you know, sometimes bad things happen and we got to help people on the worst day of their life. And so it's very important and very critical that we bring that element.
Right. And be sensitive if that's not quite the center.
Absolutely.
Yet. I want it to be, but maybe it's not the center yet in their life, always led by the Holy Spirit. All right. We're up against our last break. We're going to take it right now.
Now that your garden is in, don't forget to feed those hungry plants with just the right fertilizer formulas available now at the co-op. Whether you want organic, OMRI certified, rock-based, or blends for fruits, vegetables, flowers, or trees, we have something suitable for all of your yard and garden fertilizer needs. At the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
Summer is in full swing, and it's time to see what's new at Bloomberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Bloomberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Hi, this is Stan.
And Pam.
We're the owners of Pegasus Auto Recycling. Do you have an unwanted car or truck that you just don't know what to do with?
We can help. Call Pegasus today.
Cash paid for your unwanted vehicles and free removal.
That's right, free removal.
Call Pegasus today. We have quality used auto parts, family owned and operated for 38 years.
Now at our new location, come see us at 19028 North Pope Road in Hayden or online at PegasusAutoRecycling.com.
Call Pegasus today.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Save now with Bi-Mart's latest membership savings book, arriving exclusively in members' mailboxes this week. Our 16-page book has store-wide savings in every department. From grills and camping essentials to all your sporting goods needs, Bi-Mart has you covered for less. Plus, save on pantry essentials, pet supplies, and more. Save now with our latest savings book at Bi-Mart, your Northwest employee-owned membership store.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. Thanks for being with us today. We are talking now with an amazing crew, part of the crew of the Boundary County Chaplain Corps, Len Pine. He's the president. Two chaplains are with us today, Mike Munoz and Matthew Brakeman. We just welcome them and thank them and appreciate them and honor them and your colleagues. Maybe the next time around we talk, we can have the other colleagues on. We'll bring some other ones on. So thank you again for being here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I want to make a correction. I guess I had, I don't know what I was looking at, but when I announced the community chat with Commissioner Asia Williams was tomorrow. It was actually today. It's over, done with. I'm so sorry, Bob Howard. Thank you for being that. But I'll let you know next Tuesday, it's on Tuesday mornings before the county commissioner meetings, is the community chat time, 8 o'clock in the morning there at the county building. And next week, Mike Rosedale, who was just on our program, he's the county clerk, he is going to be on the community chat. So check it out. It's a good thing. All right. Welcome back in, guys. Let's talk about, you were mentioning, Len, that you had, there are four areas that you keep your eyes on as the leader of the pack, if you will. What are those areas?
The first one is the general area of time. A managing of priorities, a managing of everybody's time as we put them in the schedules and figuring out when they can be on call, when they can't. Everyone is a volunteer. And so all of us have other jobs, other ministries, mostly full-time. And so that's fine, except that emergencies don't really care about your schedule. And once we're called out, we are there until the task is done or the incident commanders tell us that we're not needed any longer. So that adds to not only the stress of going out and doing it and taking the time, but it's to taking a time away from other things like our jobs, like our families. And those kinds of things add to the stress upon us as well, that challenge. And it's also a challenge for our families and for our workplaces who are gracious enough to say, yeah, we're behind you in this, but it's a sacrifice for them. The second, because of those time commitments, because we're all volunteers, the idea of adding to our number is an important thing. And so we are always on the lookout. I've always got my antenna up. That's how I ran into Mike, and he came on earlier this year. We're very, very thankful for that. And we're constantly looking for others that may have the propensity, the desire, and who are willing to learn and willing to give of themselves in this way. And so folks are welcome to contact us if they have an interest in this. Just because you contact us doesn't mean we'll say, oh, yeah, you're in. I mean, there's kind of a formula that goes into helping someone do this well.
But what's a good number that you'd be willing to give on the air for them to contact?
My office is at the church I pastor up in Boundary County as well. So that number works really well, 208-267-3327.
All right. Thank you so
much.
And
if I'm not in there, they can certainly leave a message and I'll get back to you.
208-267-3327 if you'd like to talk to Len or any of the other people there at the Chaplain Corps.
Another area of challenge is staying connected with the personnel we serve. You know, emergency service agency rosters change a lot. The stresses get to them. They move on, promotions, whatever. And it's because we're all volunteers, we're not there all the time. So we have to get creative in making connections with folks, particularly new people, helping them understand that we're a resource. And that's an ongoing thing. Sometimes we only see them on scenes. So it can be difficult to know what's really going on in their minds and hearts as they're doing their job. I mean, there's a facade. It's not that they're being deceitful. It's that they've got that mask on.
They're on the job.
They're on the job. They've got their skills, their confidence, and all of that is there, and it's genuine. But underneath that mask, there's a lot going on that can harm them. So we try to stay ahead of the curve by things like riding along with officers or taking part in trainings with different agencies so that we can maintain connections. In this, I was thinking about Matthew, who might be able to speak very well, not might be able, who is able to speak very well to this idea of how hard it is to really get beyond the mask.
And when you can do that, because I would think it wouldn't be, you know, in the middle of an incident is not when you're going to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think your presence, sometimes on scene, at an incident or in the aftermath of an incident. I think that helps to establish the relationships that then later become invaluable, both to the officers and to us as well. And I think part of that comes from, the credibility of having at least being, somewhat adept in the lingo and the spirit of the job. So like in my case, I felt particularly called to, help with the sheriff's office up there because I came from a sheriff's office as a patrol deputy. Len and Mike both come from fire backgrounds. We have another one of our chaplains comes from a law enforcement background as well. So, you know, we speak the language and know the culture of the people that we're trying to assist, or at least that we're most focused on. And that commonality, I think, helps a whole lot. And in trying to balance our personal lives, a lot of the advice that we give, because we've been there, we also, take home, hopefully.
Take home and share with each other.
Right.
Do you guys have, barbecues and times when you, kick back and get together with the fire?
That is great about organizing community events internally and in the community at large, too.
Big old community. They've got some kind of a big old camp out thing that I think Dave does down here for, everybody, which sounds like a lot of fun.
We try to do things, particularly around the holidays. So we did a major banquet. My son is a great chef. He and his wife and the two of them volunteered their time and resources and catered a meal for about 100 people for law enforcement. This next year, he's like, Dad, how many are going to be there, do you think? And we're adding fire into that. And so we're looking at 150, 200 people.
I was going to say, if
like,
it's that good, there'll be more.
I'm getting on it, Dad. So anyway, we're thankful for him.
So just to repeat, you guys receive no tax money whatsoever.
That's right.
All volunteer, even your gasoline and your equipment and the donuts and the coffee. It's all provided by people who support you and by each other.
Yeah.
So, I would think that even though there's a, what did you call it? An algorithm for recruiting or it's not just like if you want to volunteer, you're in. But I would think donations are always welcome.
Yeah, I don't have a real high bar on that one.
Exactly. Just bring the donations.
We're private, nonprofit.
Please. Yeah.
Yeah. We're 501c3. So we are entirely dependent upon donations from individuals, churches, agencies. We don't charge for our services at all. But the Angel One, that's a 1984 beater, and it requires a lot of maintenance and the gas and everything else. And it can get pricey.
I'll put you guys on my list with the Pondere Police Canine Corps fundraising.
Yeah.
We'll
because
do
it helps us keep going and we're thankful for the Lord's provision. But fundraising is a big part of what I do, and everybody gets involved in
it. Hey, listen, we say where the Lord guides, He provides, but He provides through, He can guide you through fundraising.
Yeah,
it happens.
That's right, exactly.
He's all over the place helping out. All right, you guys. One last word, Len, just to wrap it up in terms of thanks.
Okay. Earlier we talked about the stresses, and our stresses are a lot like other people's. There's a lot of things to juggle. We've already talked about that. Sleep gets interrupted, that kind of thing. But other things are less tangible. And for chaplains, I would say it's the emotional connection with the people that we work with.
Yes.
It's the empathy that we take on with their sorrows and with their difficulties and the frequent helpless feeling that you get when you try to help people stay afloat that have been through the horrors that they've been in.
You know what I was just reminded of? You guys are walking out the scripture. This is, we are called to bear one another's burdens. Yeah. Each other's, the people that are in the traffic accident. You guys are awesome. God bless you. God bless Boundary County Chaplain Corps. It's a privilege to talk with each of you. Thank you.
Thanks for having us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. That's the program for today. Thanks to Mike Rosedale that was on earlier and Matthew Brakeman, Mike Munoz, and Len Pine. Come on back, everybody, because we're going to focus on a new high school opening in Sandpoint, but serving all the surrounding communities. Luke Patterson is my guest. He's one of the co-founders, and this is an amazing endeavor. It's called Valor Christian High School, opening this fall. And so until next week, this is Barbara saying take care of yourself.
On air at 97.1 FM.